for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. Once again, we're going to tune in to the year 2005 on the Cultural Baggage Show. On June 24th, we invited as our guest Norm Stamper, the former police chief of Seattle and author of the great new book, Breaking Rank.
I think we all know, you know, money has that seductive effect on the, you know, the character challenged in every occupation, and in fact, it's a global phenomenon where there are large sums of illicit money predicated on an unlawful demand for a commodity. You're going to have temptation, and for those who lack the character or simply lack a spine, the temptation can be too great, and we wind up, as I've also cited in my book in a couple of chapters, just a depressing string of corrupt acts by police officers who did the wrong thing when they should have done the right thing.
There is what some folks call the blue, the, if you will, a mask or a means to hide what cops do sometimes. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I refer to that as the blue wall of silence, and have a chapter of Breaking Rank dedicated to precisely that issue. Police officers, as I mentioned earlier, do in fact perform a dangerous job. One reality that arises from that truth is that when you need your backup, you need your backup. And so there is this mentality that develops that if I, as an honest and honorable police officer, snitch you off for having done something wrong or not done something right, then the next time around you may not cover me. And so that's one sort of condition of the culture that gives rise to this so-called blue wall of silence. But there's also this sort of in-group solidarity that I understand in light of those cultural pressures, but simply cannot possibly condone.
Drugs will destroy your life, especially if you're caught, jailed, and permanently stigmatized. Drugs enslave our children, especially if they're made by charlatans and sold by gangsters. Drugs and crime go together like peanut butter and jelly. Everybody likes peanut butter and jelly. Drugs. To learn more, please visit the website of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP.cc. And by the way, Norm Stamper is a new spokesperson for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. He told me that the only regret he has about his book, Breaking Rank, is that in it he called for decriminalization, whereas now he believes in ending prohibition outright. He even goes so far as to providing a memo stating as much with each book that he signs. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.